Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks, lectures or conversations. The talks, lectures or conversations will not be repeated. There are five questions for each talk, lecture or conversation. For each question, choose the right answer. A, B, C or D. Questions 21 to 25 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 21 to 25.
All right, today's lecture is about heat. Actually, we will talk about the ways heat moves. This is called heat transfer. Now, there are three types of heat transfer. They are called convection, conduction, and radiation. Okay? Okay, convection happens when heat moves through gases and liquids. When air or water heat up, they get lighter. Then they move away from the heat. They rise. When they get cooler, they change direction. They come back down to the heat again. In convection, this repeats over and over. For example, a hot air balloon. Fire heats the air. The hot air becomes lighter. The balloon rises up. But as the air cools, it gets heavier. So the balloon goes down. Convection is how hot air balloons fly. Now, next is conduction. This happens when heat moves through solids. First, a solid object is put on heat. Eventually, the solid object takes this heat and it gets hot. Some materials are very good at conduction. Metals, for example. This is why many cooking pans are made of metal. They heat up quickly. But don't touch them. Ouch! Conduction causes many burns. Finally, heat also moves by radiation. If you can feel heat from an object without touching it, then it is radiating heat. Remember, you can't see this heat. The sun, a toaster, a dryer, all these things use radiation. Have you ever warmed your hands by a fire? Even this is radiation.
Questions 26 to 30 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 26 to 30.
Okay, so Impressionism was a new way of painting. It went against old art standards. It changed what was seen as good art. Before it, art was considered good if it was exact. Artists tried to reproduce what they saw on the canvas. They aimed to make the painting look just like what they could see. Impressionist painters were different. The first thing you will notice in an Impressionist painting is the use of color. These artists didn't mix colors. They put two colors side by side. They knew the eyes would blend the colors for them. The purpose was to create bright and bold colors. Movement was also important. Painters often worked outdoors. This was not normal at the time. Most painters had someone pose for them inside. But the Impressionist went outside. First, they wanted to capture life as it was happening. Their subjects were doing something. They were not posing. Blurred lines showed movement. They paid attention to lighting. Working outside allowed artists to use natural light. This is always changing. The change comes through in the painting. Different times of year are represented with the change in seasons. Impressionist art changed art. It broke the rules. Many people did not like it for this reason. If you ask me, that's what makes it so great. And over time, many people agreed.
Questions 31 to 35 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 31 to 35.
The book Watership Down. Let's talk about it today. It has sold more than 50 million copies. This book's themes are people and politics. This book looks at how people treat each other and criticizes governments. It uses a story about rabbits. A group of rabbits leave home to find a new place to live. They can't remain in their old home because it's going to be destroyed, so they escape. After a while, the group finds a safe new home, but they start fighting with other rabbit towns nearby. The rabbits in these towns are very different, and because of this, no one gets on. This shows how people in real life can't accept each other's differences. One group of rabbits is called Efrafa. The leader is an adult male rabbit. He controls his town. He tells everyone what to do. No child, teenager, or adult has freedom to learn or experience anything there. The other group of rabbits is the Tharn Warren. It is also very bad. Things are too easy there. Growing up in a place like that means you learn very little. Some people think that the two rabbit towns are like different kinds of governments in the world, and that no government is perfect.
Oh, I see. Having a really easy life is bad for you. This is like the Tharn Warren. The rabbits don't have to work to find food there. And Ephrafa is a place where there is no real freedom, so it is bad too.
Yes, exactly. Watership Down may seem like a simple story about rabbits, but it asks real questions about how we live. This is why it is so popular.
Choose the correct answers. What is the lecture mainly about? What is the reason the rabbits leave home? Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
One group of rabbits is called Ephrafa. The leader is an adult male rabbit. He controls his town. He tells everyone what to do.
Why does the professor mention the leader of Ephrafa? How is the professor's lecture organized? Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Watership Down may seem like a simple story about rabbits, but it asks real questions about how we live. This is why it is so popular.
What is the professor's attitude towards Watership Down?
This is the end of the listening paper. Now, you have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.